Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Real Big D Show. I am Frank.
And I'm Chrissy.
And tonight's episode is brought to you by the Red Bull Air Races. Coming live at you this weekend in what town is it?
That's a good question. I think they consider it Fort Worth.
Yeah, they say Fort Worth on the website.
Not necessarily Fort Worth. It's but, at Texas Motor Speedway.
And if you guys are got nothing else to do on Saturday and Sunday, go check out some planes. It's actually a really cool experience.
Yeah.
And we will be there. The Real Big D Show will be there. And if you want to meet up with us and hit us up, all you have to do is get race club tickets, which are $450 a pop. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do that. Or just look for two very, very good looking people walking around. Because I'm sure we'll mingle among you commoners at some point. So, just kidding, all of our Real Big D fans out there.
Yeah, you're alienating people real fast.
Hey, all 15 of you, we're going to miss you next week. Tonight's show is going to be awesome. So we've got a lot to talk about, so we're just going to jump right in. We had the Emmys last night.
Two nights ago,
mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, Monday is... Who remembers Monday, really?
I know, right?
I mean, Monday's kind of stupid. Like, if they got rid of Monday and just went straight to Tuesday, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then Tuesday would be the new Monday.
But it'd still be Tuesday. And then you'd only have to work 4 days, hypothetically. Or in your case, 3.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet for you.
That would be.
And no night class.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I didn't get to watch much of it, but you got a little bit, I think. You were supposed to be doing work.
You seem like you... were like busy playing video games.
Yeah, I was playing video games. I
mean, like you could have watched the Emmys, but you were playing video games.
Well, I mean, those South Park characters weren't going to kill themselves.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, but I did not watch much of it. I did see a little bit at the end there.
It was good. You missed out. I really wasn't even planning on watching the Emmys. I was probably going to watch some football, but the Emmys just kind of started and... Yeah, it hooked me pretty fast. Andy Samberg was pretty funny as the host. He did a good job.
Did he have anything that stood out to you, like, other than his nose?
He did make a funny joke about Adrian Brody saying he was the only guy that Andy could stand next to and say, I have a cute button nose. Adrian Brody's got
a really big
giant nose. You don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that is. I'm just like picturing this like caricature of an Italian guy with like a big nose walking into a deli and asking for a meatball sub. And then when he tries to eat it, his nose gets stuck in a meatball or something.
Yep.
So Andy Samberg was good. One of our favorite shows, Cleaned House, Game of Thrones really kicks some butt, right?
I don't remember them winning that many awards. I know Peter Dinklage won, which we didn't see because you made us change the channel to football.
Oh, my God.
And then we changed back, and he was, like, ending his speech. So, yeah.
Peter Dinklage, of course, is the little person. He's little from Game of Thrones.
I think the Game of Thrones grandma won.
Yeah, I didn't write all.
Tyrell grandma.
They did win best drama.
And they won best drama, yeah. That was good.
So, apparently, like, HBO and Comedy Central basically just ran the table on most things here, with the exception of...
What did Comedy Central win?
Amy Schumer.
Oh, and Daily Show. Yeah.
Two Daily Shows, one Amy Schumer, and the funniest...
Yeah, a lot of HBO. There were a lot of shows nominated that I don't watch, which is why I wasn't really even going to watch the Emmys. But,
like Veep?
Veep. I would like to check out Veep.
Who's that chick on Veep?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Why do people think she's funny?
I've seen like bits of Veep and it seems funny.
Why do people think women are funny?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is not very funny in the Old Navy commercials. Those really bug me.
Yeah, well, and then Viola Davis won, which was something.
Obviously, How to Get Away with Murder is awesome. So congratulations to her.
And Christy just went into Valley Girl there for a little bit. Oh, my God. So good.
Like, why weren't Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder just nominated for everything.
Oh my God.
You know, like it was all stupid, like HBO and Netflix shows.
It's my
what is that
Tuesday
about?
Night. I just.
Thursday.
Whatever.
Thursday. And it starts again this Thursday. So exciting.
Yeah. I have decided to go play Dungeons and Dragons over watching
those
stupid shows.
Oh my God. You weren't supposed to tell anyone that. I'm going to have to divorce you. You know that, right?
Well, so be it.
Oh man.
One thing that I did see was Tracy Morgan's speech.
Yeah.
So he came back from that bus accident or whatever it was that he was in, that he went kind of mentally nuts. Well, he didn't go mentally nuts. His brain like shut down on him or something.
It's a very medically accurate description of what happened.
His head wasn't working. And he went into a coma, apparently. I was tempted to steal the audio and play it tonight, but I didn't know if I would get sued, so I decided not
possibly,
to do that. But basically what he did, have a really good joke. He said he's starting to feel like himself again, and that would mean that a lot of young ladies were going to get pregnant at the after party or something like that. I was like, that was pretty clever. All right.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see him come back. I like Tracy Morgan. I know some of our friends do not like him because he just kind of yells a lot, but not so much like that. And I was kind of, I was like a bird, maybe. I don't know. I'm a big fan of 30 Rock.
You watch 30 Rock. I've watched bits and pieces of it, but I don't really know Tracy Morgan's character that he plays. I know he kind of plays himself almost. Is that right?
I guess. I mean, I don't really know Tracy Morgan from anything besides 30 Rock, but
he seemed really stiff and like brain damaged a little bit.
Well, he is. Yeah.
Well, I understand. I understand. That's not funny at all. Why are you laughing about him?
Laughing at you.
Why would you laugh at somebody being brain damaged?
I'm not.
You are a sick person. But obviously he's had brain damage. That's not the point. The point is, does he seem like that on the show too? Like, or is he, what did he seem different to you? Like,
no, like he's now, he's super like somber. And I also saw he did an interview with Matt Lauer, like not too long ago, but he was, did an interview with Matt Lauer and his lawyer was with him. And he was just kind of talking about like coming back from the accident. And so I think he's still like pretty messed up, not only like brain damage, but like his friend also died in the accident. And like,
Matt Lauer?
You know who Matt Lauer is?
No, is that the guy that like pretended
to
be in
guy?
Iraq?
No, that was
he's got
Brian
a hot daughter.
Williams.
Oh, Brian Williams has a hot daughter. That's right.
And his daughter just got married.
Was she naked at any point in Girls? That's all I need to know so I can not watch that show and just get to that episode.
I think she's at least partly naked, yeah.
She had like the...
There was that one scene
hardcore
where,
sex scene that they talked about, right?
Yeah.
Was she naked in that? Can I just skip to that episode just to make it interesting?
I think you even saw that part. It was like the opening scene of the season.
I was also playing video games at that time.
Probably. So, you're always playing video games.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that is what makes this marriage work. You
yeah.
watch stupid television.
Not spending time with each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. That's why we have this 30 minutes every week so that we can actually talk to each other.
Yeah, this is the only time we speak.
Yes. Otherwise, it's
marriage
like,
advice from Christy and Frank. Don't talk to each other.
And start a radio show so you can
play video games and watch TV.
Oh, and
separately.
And if you have to talk to each other, you pick up the cat and go, Phantom, say hi to mommy for me. And that's what you do. I guess you could do that with a baby too, but. Then you'd get fat
and
ugly.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Yeah,
that's
stupid. All right, let's keep moving. So that was the Emmys. If you have any 2 cents on the Emmys, find the Real Big D Facebook page and give us your thoughts. But this is the Real Big D show, so we have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Tony Romo being out for 8 weeks now. He's been put on the short-term disabled list or injured reserve or whatever they call it. It's not injured reserve because he's not out for the whole season, but
it's injured reserve designated to return.
Jesus, she is smart, isn't she?
Oh, like, shouldn't you know? You call yourself a football fan?
I do not call myself a football fan. I call myself a Dallas Cowboys fan, and therefore I can be stupid about things and stuff. We also made a trade today to acquire Matt Cassel from the Bills. I don't know what we gave up for that, but it doesn't sound like it was much.
We gave up like a late round 2017 pick. So basically nothing.
Nothing. And Matt Cassel, of course, coming from the University of Southern California, which is clearly better than the University of Texas. Nothing on that.
What?
That's old what? Old news back when.
Oh, because they
Vince Young
played
beat,
each other.
Yeah. Right. It's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's 10 years ago now, I guess, yeah. Right?
Neither of those schools really mean anything to either of us. It's not really.
Yeah, but it was yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good radio, Christy. Good radio. We're winning at internet radio right now.
I read today, did he never even play at USC? He was just behind Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart the whole time?
That is true.
How did he get in the NFL then?
He was really good. He played behind two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks.
But he didn't play behind them. He just sat behind them.
You know backups play football too, right?
Not really.
Yes, they actually.
Like in practice.
Well, yeah, that doesn't make them not good. The Ohio State Buckeyes won with a third string, the national championship with a third string quarterback, and now they have all three of those guys on and healthy this year. What does that mean to you? Do you mean the third string guy who won the national championship shouldn't be looked at potentially as an NFL player?
Well, he probably should, but he played. Like he got seen on the national stage.
Yeah, and USC was pretty decent at that time. They were blowing people out, and Matt Cassel played some reps, and obviously he did pretty good because when Tom, I like to bang everything and cheat in football, Brady got injured, Matt Cassel stepped in. That's what made him famous.
Yeah, I know that. Where did he go after New England?
Kansas City, I think. I did a lot of
research. I think you probably just made that up.
I did a lot of research on this, so I'm going to go with Kansas City as my final answer. And then if only we had devices that had the internet on it.
Yeah, like, I think I'm going to Google this.
Well, anyway, Matt Cassel is the newest addition to the Dallas Cowboys. Romo will be out. Dez is going to probably be out just as long as Romo, potentially. And we're stuck.
Dez will be out longer.
Well, no.
They said 10 to 12 on Dez. He's not coming back till like December.
They came back on that and said 4 to 6 weeks again. So.
Who's they?
Them, dude. Like those people that talk about such things said that he would be back.
Yeah, Minnesota.
No. That was the most recent. He's played in other places too. I think he went to Kansas City. Again, final.
No. The internet's wrong.
Well, no, I'm not saying he didn't play for Minnesota. I'm saying, when has the internet ever been right about anything? You know what the internet got wrong?
What?
That they put me as a co-star of Little Giants instead of the clear, obvious star of Little Giants, right?
Obviously, yeah.
But anyway, we're stuck with Brandon Whedon. Whedon?
Is Brandon Whedon the one that...
Kansas City Chiefs.
It says against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kind of a muscle relaxer. I'm not allowed to curse. This is really tough because it's PG-13. This is stupid. I wish I would put rated R, but then I can't be a featured show. Oh, he did play for the Kansas City Chiefs. What? Frank was right for once.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you were actually right.
Yep.
What a good guess you made there.
He was also part of the designated IRR retirement plan thing at one point when he hurt himself.
The IRR retirement plan?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That thing? Oh, yeah.
All right, let's
get
off of Matt Cassel because we've got other stuff to talk about in the great state of Texas. You know what's coming up, Christy?
The state fair, my favorite time of year.
The state fair, Christy's favorite time of year. Have you taken a look at the winners for best tasting and most creative food?
I took a look at the whole list of everything that was in the running for it.
Was there anything that you want to try immediately? You're like,
I wouldn't do that.
What? What are you talking about?
I really was not that impressed with any of them. Which ones won?
So the winners, best tasting, was Fernie's Holy Moly Carrot Cake Roly.
I'm not that into carrot cake, but I guess that one could be okay.
I will say, of all the ones that were possibilities, this is the only one that I would have tried.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest. Yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be sweet and cakey and possibly pretty good. So
yeah.
I'll probably try that one this year. And then the most creative was the smoky bacon margarita.
And that just sounds weird. I mean,
yeah,
you, smoky bacon and a margarita. Like, I'll probably try that one because it has alcohol, but, you know, it's not going
to
be good.
But the thing is, all right, so we are over-baconated, I think. Like, everything has to have bacon. Bacon infused this, yeah. Bacon this, bacon that. I love bacon.
And I tried the fried bacon at the fair one year, and it wasn't even that good.
You know what fried bacon's called?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah.
You fry it, and it fries in its own fat. Like, that's what you're supposed to do with bacon. Yeah. I mean, you could do it in the microwave, I guess, but that's just cheating.
Yeah.
Or you could do that stupid, like, baked bowl where you put the bacon on the metal thing.
Oh, that actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you eat a salad with it. Like, oh, I'm going to be healthy and eat a salad, but it's a bacon bowl.
Absolutely. That counts.
Stupid. But, so, I will not try this, probably, because, frankly, I feel like We got at the raw end with the fried beer.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, so don't try the fried beer. It'll burn your mouth and it sucks. And we ordered it and we had these people sitting next to us and they're, oh, how is it? We're like, it sucks. You want to try it? And so we gave it to them because it sucks so bad. And I think you pay like $10 for stupid fried beer. And they're like,
oh, yeah.
Ravioli crap.
Yeah, it was. It was like soggy ravioli with nothing inside of it.
So
dumb.
Stop putting bacon in everything, because bacon doesn't make everything better. It doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
Like, deep-fried bacon poo, like, it's not going to be good, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
But there are some other foods at the fair. I was looking at the fair's website yesterday, and they had a thing that said the new state fair foods, and it said it's not just the ones that were in the running for the Big Tex Awards. There are other things too, and those other things actually sounded much better than the ones that were in the running to win the thing.
What do we got?
I'm trying to find the list, but I don't know what happened to it. But I swear there are other foods. You know, last year they had the funnel cake beer. This year, there's cotton candy beer. I remember that one.
Yeah.
And there also was a good-looking fried Oreo one. I know that they usually have fried Oreos, but these, they were taking the, like, special edition Oreos. You know, like the, I think there's, like, a cookies and cream Oreo and a red velvet Oreo.
The birthday cake one.
And
dude,
I don't think they were using the birthday cake. They were using, I think there was a cotton candy Oreo they were doing, but they put like chocolate or cotton candy batter and other stuff like around the Oreos.
Dang.
And it almost looked like a banana. Like, it must be multiple Oreos covered in something and then fried. That looked pretty good.
So it looks like a big stick that you would want to put in your mouth.
Yep.
Filled with white cream.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're going for here? All right. Well, by the way, on a side note, my team one time bought those birthday cake Oreos. I ate one. Now, I have been known to eat an entire stack of Oreos. Like,
yeah,
in
you
one
can't
setting.
Leave Oreos sitting out around Frank. There will be no more.
Those birthday cake ones lasted half as long as regular Oreos. Like, I knocked those things out so fast. Like, I was like, crap, I got to go buy some more. I went to CVS to go buy more, and I ate them before I even got back to the store. I had to go back to CVS and buy another
one. Well, I've never tried them because you never made it home with any, I guess.
Yeah, and you know what? They taste just as good after you've eaten three of them, and you throw them all up again because you're sick to your stomach. So just throwing that out there. So, that's basically, so we've got the air races this weekend. We've got the State Fair of Texas.
Yeah.
We just had Oktoberfest in Dallas.
Yeah.
This is a really big time for Dallas this week.
Definitely.
And on a positive note, you and I, we were sick for like a month and a half or something with allergies or the flu or something like that. We're finally healthy again almost.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, not in the head. So we got Tracy Morgan problems.
Oh,
too soon?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Because he's still alive and recovering?
Yeah.
When would it not be too soon for that joke? Like, would he have to be dead for years? Or when he makes that joke himself, is it okay that I say it?
Yeah, maybe after, he's going to be on SNL this season.
It's like Bill Cosby, like 30 years for somebody to crack a joke about him raping people again. So maybe it's like 30 years, you know, because Bill Cosby made jokes about raping people and then he stopped doing it and did the Cosby Show and whatnot and became a household name. And then Homeboy made a joke about him. Now everybody's talking about Cosby the rapist again. So maybe I have to wait. I'm saying maybe I have to wait 30 years.
This comparison doesn't make any sense.
I don't have a master's degree in comparison.
That's true. You don't have a master's degree in anything.
Okay.
That wasn't nice. I hate to rub it in,
that
but,
wasn't nice.
You know,
well,
only one person here has a master's degree, and it's not you.
Well, there's going to be another person in DFW who's going to have a master's degree, and his name's Ahmed.
Oh, uh-huh.
Ahmed something. I don't know what his last name is, but I'm sure it's Muhammad or something like that. But he built that. He's the kid with the built digital clock that everyone was talking about. We didn't get to it last week because, well, we decided to cut our show off halfway just because.
Had it even happened last week? I feel like it just happened the other day.
Well, if it did, there's a lot that's going on. So this kid builds this digital clock, gets in a lot of, well, he didn't get in trouble, but the Irving police went and made a big fuss about it.
He didn't get in trouble. He got arrested.
Well, he didn't need to get arrested. He didn't do anything wrong. He just built a digital clock, right?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point of this whole story.
Yeah, so the kid's been invited to the White House now. Obama tweeted him, MIT saying, hey, we want you here. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg is saying, if you want a job at Facebook, go ahead, because you built a digital clock. He was on a morning show, and his parents seemed to be, like, eating up the spotlight as well, talking to lawyers and whatnot. So, all right, do you think this kid deserves all of this?
Deserves, like, getting invited to the White House and to MIT and stuff?
Yeah. This is the delay of Christie's white side saying, I don't want to be racist.
No, I mean, I don't think he did anything that makes him a genius and means he should get accepted to MIT right now at age 14. But I think it's good for kids to be interested in that kind of stuff, in engineering and science and those types
all
of things.
The stuff
and
that you're not interested in at all.
Yeah. I don't like that stuff. Somebody's got to do it though. But if a white kid had built a clock and showed it to his teacher, I think they would have just been like, oh, that's cool. But a Muslim kid does it and he gets arrested. And that's the problem with this whole thing.
Well, and it's the arresting part. And I understand that part because obviously I'm putting all white cops. I'm not a white cop. But the police that showed up in the school maybe overreacted a little bit. The cop definitely did. The school, I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know what I would feel like if I had kids and something looked like a bomb. But ultimately, that's an overreaction. And what we're having, I think, is an overreaction, too, where the president and MIT – I mean, the kid's 14 years old, right?
Yeah.
He built a digital clock, which I can't even say that I'd ever be able to do. So I'm not going to even go there. But what I do know is there's an entire nation full of Chinese kids at, like, 5 years old who are building iPhones and Samsung's in Korea. So I guess the Koreans are doing it too.
Oh, yeah.
So basically anyone from Asia is capable of doing this when they're born. Right. And so I think we're praising him. He's not going to be able to be a kid now. Like he's probably going to get into a really good school, which he probably deserves. But the ages of 14 to 18 are prime getting picked on because you made a stupid digital clock. Ages in high school, like if you're in high school and you're a nerd, you should be hit a little bit so that you can feel that pain and that angst so you can create the device that eventually gets you billions of dollars and the hot chick from school that the guy who beat you up was dating.
Yeah.
Boom. Win for Ahmed, right?
Yep.
Unfortunately,
Ahmed will do all right.
That girl will be Christian and in Texas, so his parents will not like her at all. Well, we wish you the best, Ahmed. You know, and as we say at the Real Big D Show, don't be racist, be hot. So we're not racist. We're just stupid white people. speaking of a potentially stupid white. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Pope. The Pope's in America.
Did you just call the Pope a stupid white person?
Well, I mean, he's not really white. He's Argentinian. So I guess he's kind of brown.
Uh-huh.
But he looks white. And he's not stupid at all. The guy's brilliant. He's actually rocket scientist.
Man, your Catholic guilt is coming out strong.
It
right
is.
Now.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to confess. So the Pope arrived today. He was met by President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama with a red carpet and a hug and a kiss and some extra activities that priests are the only type of people that would like, which is a bunch of school kids dressed in Catholic school outfits holding flags. But I think the Pope arriving is awesome. This guy's been pretty damn cool, to be perfectly honest. Like, this Pope has been... I've been Catholic for, well, half of my life, and the other half I was alive. The reality is, this Pope has done some things shaking people up.
Yeah.
And really making them unhappy. And he's considered, like, the people's Pope, right?
Uh-huh.
He's kind of like, well, you wouldn't understand the reference because you never watch wrestling, but Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he used to be called the people's champ.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
What that means? No. Well, whoever knows anything about wrestling will know that reference. But this Pope is not using the Pope-mobile.
Does the Pope-mobile usually go to other countries with him?
Yes, it does. It's like
really?
A bulletproof vest, basically. He sits in a glass box and waves at people and is like, Holmes, don't shut me or something, you know? And here's the problem with that. So they made a huge deal about this. On every news outlet, they kept referencing the fact that he got into a hatchback Fiat instead of the Pope-mobile, which I don't understand why it matters that's a hatchback or a Fiat, but he got into a car that
Or Fiat's from Italy, and the Pope is from Italy.
The Pope is from Argentina.
But he lives in Italy.
He lives in Rome, which is its own country. Rome is its own country.
Rome is part of Italy.
It's not part of Italy. It's in Italy. That's like saying that...
Rome is a city in Italy.
Rome is not a city in Italy. Rome is a city-state that happens to reside in the country of Italy. It's its own country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look it up. We'll get back to you on that one. While she's looking that up, I'm going to tell you about this Pope again. So here's the problem that I see for this Pope. He's going to Washington, D.C. He's going to New York City. And guess where else he's going?
Where?
The city of brotherly love, my favorite city.
Oh, yeah.
The city that he will definitely, well, if he doesn't get shot, he will definitely get punked in Philadelphia because those are the worst people probably on the planet.
Yeah, Rome is the capital of Italy.
Rome is a city-state in Italy.
I think thinking of Vatican City.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Whoops.
I'm really glad I'm not the one that sounded stupid right now.
Well, on that note, what are you talking about? I just got shown up in a way that I was so confident too.
Yeah.
Like that
was
unbelievable confidence. Yeah. Well,
you don't have a master's degree. It's understandable.
Yeah. I'm also a really bad Catholic too. When I got confirmed, like when you get confirmed in Catholicism, you have to take a name. And I specifically chose the name Robert so that people would call me Bob. Not knowing that nobody actually cares what your name is at all. So
why do you have to take a new name?
It's like, well, the Pope Francis, that's not his name.
Yeah.
His name's like Carlos Santeria or something.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
sure. Yeah.
Those are the only Hispanic names I know. So, but you take a name, to symbolize that saint, like that virtue, you have to do this whole research project on saints and stuff.
What's Saint Robert?
Robert is the patron saint of all Bobs. That's all I know.
That makes sense.
But anyway, guys, we've got 45 seconds left. We want to thank you all for joining us once again. If you go to the air races, again, look for the two best-looking people there who aren't wearing, like, a thong or something, because I'm sure there's going to be go-go dancers and stuff at this type of thing. It's a Red Bull thing, and they do that kind of stuff. So try to find us, who are obviously the most attractive people there. And if you don't, no big deal. But check that out. Check the State Fair out. And anything else? 10 seconds, Chrissy?
No, go have some fun in Dallas.
Yeah, have fun in Dallas. And thank you, guys. As always, the world. Don't be racist. Be hot. We will see you next week. And peace.